Hi, I'm Mark Walters, and welcome to the 8/18/2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version. Huge show. My favorite guest in the world, Alan Corwin. In fact, he's so good, I name the entire program after him whenever he's on. I call it the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan and I are joined in the third hour by David Kodria, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and KROP representative Larry Allen, and one of our sponsors, Christina, out at Border Tactical in Brawley, California. Enjoy the program. Sit back, kick your feet up. This was a good one. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio. Don't forget to purchase my new book, Lessons from Unarmed America, available on Amazon, at Kindle, and in print at bookstores near you.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure to have you here with me today, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between. I hear my sidekick chuckling there.
Yes.
We got everything fixed. We are ready to rock and roll. These boards have never been so clean, ever.
We got some things fixed.
We've got a show for you. Sean, I don't even know if you know. Let me introduce you to listeners across the country. We have a lot of new fans.
Oh, yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sean Shanto Young, down in Dallas, Texas, at the Network Studios, running the boards, producing the show, taking the calls, doing the dirty work, while I do all the talking.
Well, I talk too sometimes.
You do. When I lose my train of thought, you're there to pick me up and help me.
Yes.
We have got...
Oh.
Did you spill a soda?
No, my mic just fell.
Is that what it was? Wow, it's going to be a long day here on the Armed American Radio Network. You got her back up there?
Everything. The computer that does the video streaming doesn't want to work right. The microphone is falling. I've had a fight with a new website domain where people can watch. Anyway.
Well, let's just say this. Be glad we're not on video yet. We for those of you who watch the show on video. Sean, you have a new website for that, by the way?
Yes.
In the future?
It's irfnews.com.
irfnews.com.
Yes, and it should, hopefully, we'll have it up and running by second hour.
Okay, well, until we get that running, we used to run that at India, radiofactor.net.
Yes.
So if you're accustomed to watching the video, which is a work in progress, we're about ready to, you know, getting ready to roll this out in high definition for you. We're playing with it now. Once we get everything worked out, we'll roll it out in high definition video for you. It'll be great. In the meantime, you said hour two, right?
Yes.
Don't worry about it in hour two. We've got what an amazing show today. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is my favorite guest of all time.
Mine
and
too.
We have great guests on this show. We have amazing guests on this show. But there's just something about when this guest comes to the Armed American Radio Show. He's the only guest I have where I name the show after him. The Alan Corwin Experience. And that's what it is. The incredible wit and wisdom of Alan Corwin is unmatched anywhere fighting for your right to keep and bear arms. No one comes close to this man. And we've got him for the entire show. You have him for the entire show. And it's my pleasure to bring you the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan Corwin in Phoenix, Arizona. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I am doing absolutely great, and I am honored by your introduction, and listen to this. You know what that is.
Why don't you tell listeners, get the description. What exactly was it?
That's a Colt Navy 44 caliber.
A Colt Navy, wow.
1919. Listen to me.
1858. Where might I ask where you got that? Is a phenomenal weapon.
It's It's an imitation. It's a facsimile. It's not the real McCoy. I don't have the 10 grand it would cost to buy a crummy one.
If anybody had that 10 grand, it'd be you.
No, I don't know about that. But this is such a piece of history, and it is so nicely made. It's an Italian. It's an Italian copy. That's not the right word, not a facsimile. This is a, what's the right word? I'm looking for words, and we've just started the show, and you gave me that great buildup.
It's going to be a long day, isn't it? No, it's not. It's all Alan, it's fun. Let me get you started here.
Please.
Page 9, I can't tell you how much it means to me when you send me emails after every appearance on Armed American Radio. By the dozens upon dozens upon dozens of them you send, and they continue to come in. And what I'm referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is every time Alan is on the show, he picks up an awful lot of new fans. This is what you're in for. You're in for a treat. You're going to want to go visit Alan's website at gunlaws.com, gunlaws.com, G-U-N-L-A-W-S.com, and sign up for his Page 9, which is his blog. Alan, how would you describe your Page 9?
Well, I read the news with a different kind of eye. I see what they say. I'm a journalist myself, among other things. I've written 14 books, and I read between the lines. I read with the third eye. I see what they say, and I can see where the lies and the distortion and the propaganda is, and I call it like I see it. And people read that and they go, yeah, what he said, because what they tell you is such obvious nonsense. And I write what they say, and then, but I have my own observation, and I write as the uninvited ombudsman. Because they don't have ombudsman anymore. The person whose job it was to read the paper and say, look, this is what they told you, but this is the obvious truth. We could start out with an easy one. Edward Snowden. Is he a hero? Is he a traitor? The President of the United States called him a traitor on TV. The Attorney General called him a traitor on TV. But I looked in the Constitution. You can't call a guy a traitor until there's a trial. I have to tell you this. The Constitution says you need two witnesses. Who are the witnesses exactly? I missed that part. But the news media said he's a traitor. Well, maybe he is. But I can't say that. The news media can't say that. You need a trial. And the President and the Attorney General have already declared him a traitor. So that's what Page 9 does. It reads the news. I read the news. They say he's a traitor. And I just happen to point out that, well, you need a trial to say that. And that's what the thing is filled with all the time. And like you said, it's up there on gunlaws.com. That's where you sign up. And that's where my books are. And that's where my stuff is. And I guess that's part of why you say the nice things you do about me. And I'm having trouble getting my black powder 44 caliber Navy Colt back together again.
No, the reason I say great things about you is because it's always great to have you here, and the wisdom that comes from you. The emails I get that follow your appearance are fantastic, and I've sent you a number of them. But ladies and gentlemen, understand that what you're getting ready to hear today on Armed American Radio is very unique. The perspective of Alan Corwin, you've seen him. I guess a good example would be when you took on Christiane Amanpour on CNN.
Oh, that was fun.
Fairly recently, right? A few months back. I mean, time flies. Who knows?
I've got it up on my website. There's a button there, see us on TV.
Right.
And I'm on TV a lot. I'm on radio a lot. I guess I have a thing or two to say.
You get around.
14,
and
you write 14 books, you learn something.
You do. And, well, you know what? You write 14 books, other people learn something.
Hey, I'm working on the 8th edition of the Texas Gun Owner's Guide. I wrote the first one in 1995. They've changed a lot of laws. Texas has 22,000 new words of gun law. 22,000 words of new gun law. And in Texas, this is really interesting, the words are all good, or almost all good. Their increase in gun law has increased freedom, whereas usually an increase in gun law means a decrease in freedom. In Texas, they're rolling back the clock on oppression and tyranny, and the new words of gun law control the authorities and grant additional latitudes to the public. Now, in writing the 8th update, to the Texas Gun Owners Guide, which will be out hopefully before the end of September, and the Gun Rights Policy Conference, where I hope I'll see you.
You will in Houston. You will indeed.
That's great, Mark. I'll see you there. I hope to have the new version out. But now I have the only existing copy of the Texas gun laws because the state won't get that done for months. Months. And I have to get all the bills into Appendix D in the book, which is the gun laws, and I just finished that a week ago, and I just finished translating, I can't say that word, describing all the gun laws in Appendix D into plain English so that the public will know what the gun laws are. And I do that before anybody in Texas does it. So now I have a copy of what the gun laws are in Texas, and I'm going to start circulating it so the public can know. And it's sitting right here on my desk.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is a beautiful thing. And if I can get this Navy Colt back together again, that would really be beautiful.
Well, we'll follow your progress throughout the program today. That'll be an awful lot of fun. What I want listeners to understand before we get ready to head to this first break, and I didn't get it out, was I want you to visit gunlaws.com, and I want you to sign up for Alan's blog for his page 9. Now, we're going to cover it from beginning to end today, Alan, here, at least in this hour. Your number 127 edition, page 9, number 127, and it's a good one, as every one of these are. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay very careful attention to what you're going to hear today, because we're going to tell you some things about illegals and amnesty and what the House and Senate want to do and what John McCain wants to do and what Obama wants to do. And we're going to tie it in to what it means for us as law-abiding gun owners, as only Alan Corwin can educate you. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, and it promises to be a great one with the great Alan Corwin returning right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night, We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast with my special guest today for the entire broadcast. And you are in for a treat, I'm telling you. This is stuff you won't hear anywhere but right here, particularly for the amount of time that we're going to spend with my guest, Alan Corwin, today. Alan, welcome back to the show. I'm so thrilled to have you here. It's so much fun. It makes it real easy, my job easy. Because you know what you're talking about. We don't have to do a lot of prep. I can ask you a question. You're going to run with it. I can go into another studio and listen to the show and come back just in time to go to a break and cut you off and then go right back to it after the break.
Oh, geez. I hope it's not that easy.
No, it's not. And I like when you challenge me on issues as well, too. So
well,
it's always fun to be here. Now, the defense is rolling.
You know, I'm going to get a copy of that.
Ready.
We may even go there later on in the show.
We
are going to go there, aren't we? Of course, I'm referring, ladies and gentlemen, to one of my favorite movies, My Cousin Vinny. And Alan and I had a conversation at a previous gun rights policy conference last year in Orlando, I believe.
Yep, that was a good one.
Well, it was so much fun, and you and I met in the hallway in between speakers or before the evening got started, and we were talking with the great Emily Miller of the Washington Times, whose new book is coming out soon in September, Emily Gets Her Gun. And my picture is going to be in the book. I'm thrilled of that. Of course, there are 10,000 others in there, too, but at least I made the cut.
Well, she's got to degrade the book a little bit.
Well, she left mine out, so she didn't degrade it enough.
Pretty much, Santo, pretty much. But you and I had a conversation, and you asked me quite a scintillating question. Could Thomas Jefferson have been wrong? And I responded back with, the defense is wrong, with my favorite line from My Cousin Vinny. And that led to a great conversation on a subsequent show about just that topic. And you ask the question, are we misinterpreting or are we misreading the Second Amendment? And we'll get to that in just a minute. But let's go to illegals first, Alan.
And I've got another one, too, about consent of the governed. I'm wondering if there is such a thing. But we'll add that in because we've got a few hours here today.
And we're going to take every moment of it. Now, number 127. Page 9. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get a taste of this. The amnesty surprise. I'm going to quote from your page 9, the last one that went out to your thousands and thousands of fans and subscribers. The lamestream media told you, Congress is sure to find a way to turn the 11 million undocumented migrants into citizens. The Senate has already passed a bill. The House is working on a compromise version. Senator McCain has worked out a solution with a gang of eight and is confident he can make it happen. McCain. There are even dreamers, you put in quotes, who believe they can find a way to solve the problem for everyone and share the dream with everybody. Republicans hate the idea and figure these people will all vote with the Democrats. The uninvited ombudsman, that's you, notes, however, that when 11 million illegals become legal, they become 11 million what?
Potential gun owners.
Okay, an unexpected consequence is about to hit the gun rights fan in America. What is that?
Well, the Republicans and the Democrats have overlooked this, and one of the skills I have found I have is the ability to connect dots that nobody else has seen. And your listeners know what a prohibited possessor is. Federal gun law has 9 categories of people who are prohibited possessors, meaning people who can't own a gun. And while a lot of people say, all them gun laws are illegal and they're infringements and we should erase them all, that's not really true. Gun laws are important because if you arrest somebody for axe murder, you can put him in a prison and he can't have a gun. And that's a good law. And there are 9 categories of people who can't have guns. And I agree with some of them. Illegal aliens is the largest single category. And if you go to gunlaws.com and you click Alan's blog, you get to page 9, and the very latest one, number 127, explores this, and there's a chart, the FBI official chart. I made the chart from the FBI numbers of all the categories of people who can't have guns. And the number one category is illegal aliens. If you're in this country illegally, you're a prohibited possessor under a federal law, number 18 U.S.C. 922, paragraph G. You can't have a gun. If they sign the amnesty bill, as soon as those people are legal, they can have a gun. They get the Second Amendment, like the rest of us do. Now, right now, all the illegals have some of the Bill of Rights. They're not subject to cruel and unusual punishment. They have a certain amount of judicial process. They're protected in certain regards. But they don't have the Second Amendment, and that is one of the greatest freedoms on the face of the earth. And it occurred to me, well, geez, if they all of a sudden become legal, that's 11 million new gun owners, potentially, or 20 million new gun owners, or, to paraphrase Nancy Pelosi, we have to sign the bill to find out how many there really are. If you remember when the Minutemen were on the border in 2004, mm-hmm. and this whole thing came to light. I mean, I'm in Arizona. That's where that happened. It was 20 million illegals, but now it's 11 million, whatever number you like. We will all of a sudden have 11 million potential new members for the United States Concealed Carry Association, for crossbreed holster buyers, for the NRA. And the NRA is going to need a Spanish language division. They're going to need Spanish-language magazines. A fight will be on for the hearts and minds of 11 million people who the Democrats are counting on as voters and a permanent lock on Congress, because they see these people as victims, as part of the Takings Coalition, lining up to get food stamps and to be part of the Democrat Party.
All right, now let me stop you there. What makes you think that they won't become takers and lining up to take while still owning a gun, as many Democrats do today?
Well, a lot of them will. A lot of them will. And a lot of them already are set for the Jackson, Sharpton coalition, and those guys are working hard to get them in the Democrat Party and get a free Obama phone and get food stamps and be part of the left. But the left hates guns, doesn't go near guns, and these vital exemplars of freedom, firearms, are the Republican side of the aisle. When there's a vote to preserve your right to keep and bear arms, the Democrats fight against it, and the Republicans fight for it, as a general rule, just as a general rule. So any of the illegals who embrace the Second Amendment, who see the valuable values of freedom that gun ownership represents, are going to have a hard time supporting Sharpton and Jackson and the Democrats and the takings and the whole dependency role that the Democrats represent. And the Republican side, the freedom side, the right side of the aisle, the libertarian side, the freedom-oriented side, they're going to think, huh, I don't want to give up my guns. And as age-old wisdom says, it's hard to arm a slave and expect them to remain a slave. And these people who are coming in and gaining citizenship will be tempted to go to the other side of the aisle. And there's a certain value and a certain wisdom in the people on the right side of the aisle who see this as a losing issue to say, maybe we ought to jump into this since Congress is going to do it anyway.
Yeah, hey, Alan, see, that music means we need to take a break. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're in for the rest of the show. When I come back, I'm going to open the segment with a quote from Alan's page 9 referring to exactly what he's talking about as we close out this segment. Back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CGCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
That's a set of pipes, isn't it? The following segment of Armed American Radio, it's being brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. You got to love that. Crossbreed Holsters. The Crossbreed Holster Studios, bringing you Armed American Radio coast to coast. From those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between. And 21 countries that we know of. And we're very proud of that. So thanks to everybody and for everybody in uniform listening to the show overseas. Hoo-wah. You guys are the greatest, and gals. Welcome back to the program. Shanto, how you doing? You doing okay over there in Dallas?
Just a little frustrated right now.
No? He's working too hard over there. Let's go right back to Alan Corwin. Alan, how you doing, my friend?
Doing okay.
Let's take a listen to one of the, I'd like just about four or five lines of what you wrote in the page nine. It says, these people are, of course we're referring to illegal aliens, currently illegal, at least at this moment, aliens to the idea of the freedom of firearms ownership. They are used to being treated as virtual slaves in their home countries, where only brutal government thugs and drug lords have guns. And they hate that with a passion.
And isn't it funny? That's what the political left in this country is trying to accomplish
without
even realizing it.
Well, without even realizing it?
Oh, yeah. They want to outlaw guns for the public because they don't trust the public. They think we're dangerous. They've let it slip a few times. There's the famous quote from Feinstein, if I had the votes, I would round up all the guns. And it used to be called the Council to Ban Handguns, and they changed their name 10 times. They would ban your ownership of firearms so that only government thugs like the IRS and the NSA and all the alphabet soup would have guns, and the criminals would have guns. They're not doing much to disarm them. So only government thugs and criminal thugs would have guns, and that's what they've got in Mexico. And we would hate it just as much, and that's what the left is trying to accomplish without realizing it, most of them.
And let's also realize, Alan, that most the news gives us what is our idea of an illegal alien? Let's be honest. When we think of illegal alien, we think of someone hopping a fence coming across the California border, the Arizona border in your home state, Texas, whatever the case may be. The fact of the matter is that most immigrants to this country want to come here to better their lives and work very hard to do so.
Yeah, actually, when I think of illegal aliens, I think of people on the roofs of new buildings out here in Arizona working in 110 degrees,
mm-hmm.
building homes.
Mm-hmm.
I think of people in chicken factories in Arkansas fixing chicken and putting it in packages that I end up buying in a supermarket. I think of people working in fields. I think of hardworking, decent people, by and large.
And I think of people picking in Florida. I think of them fixing my roof in Georgia. I picture them cutting grass, working very difficult jobs. But I don't want to hear this crap the jobs Americans don't want. That's a media-driven case of garbage.
Most of what you see in the media is media-driven cases of garbage.
Pretty much, sadly. Let's go back. Can I read another quote here?
No.
No?
Of course you can.
He stopped me dead in my tracks.
Free
I love
speech.
When you're on this show.
Free speech. Go ahead. Read anything you want.
Okay. As hard as the left may try to defeat this, and they will, there are gun stores and ranges on street corners all across America, including the barrios. And these will no longer be prohibited places.
Right.
The no Negroes at the lunch counter mentality will fade out in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
see,
you to write that line.
Well, you
read that line again. I like that line.
The no Negroes at the lunch counter mentality will fade out in a heartbeat. And you know what? It will.
Yeah, I think so.
It will. And I you're right about that. I really do believe you're right about that. We will always see a portion of the immigrant that wants to come to this country and demand equality, demand constitutional rights, and not go through the process to get here, who does not respect our border, period. But there are a very large percentage of them who do and who will. And I know a number of them from my time in El Paso.
The battle will be on for their hearts and minds, and the left is already working on it and teaching them and inculcating them and propagandizing them and their liberal supporters who don't know better and are brain dead and have been driven into the mindset that they should be dependent on the government, that the government provides, that your rights come from the government, the entire leftist, socialist, Alinsky-driven mindset. But the free markets, this was the point I was going to make before the break that you've just about gotten to. The free markets are going to be one of the saving graces, and the Republicans will be pulled out of the mire, like it or not, by the free markets, because ranges and gun stores and manufacturers will all of a sudden see 20 million new consumers. They'll have 20 million new people to join the NRA and Gun Owners of America and the Second Amendment Foundation and even Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which is one of the most balls-to-the-wall, no-compromise groups. 80% of their membership are non-Jewish because they recognize that those people are really hardcore. And JPFO.org is where you go if you're really, really serious, because those people know what it is to be disarmed. And people who are former slaves, barred from owning guns, like the illegals, will start to recognize, and there will be signs everywhere in Spanish saying, Armas de Fuego, firearms. And they'll go, maybe we should own a gun, Maria, so we can defend our family. And they'll see that the Democrats don't support that. So Republicans who are terrified of this idea of 11 million or 30 million new citizens will suddenly realize there's a driver's seat they didn't know they had. There's a whole card they didn't know they hold. And they will start promoting the idea of Second Amendment freedoms for the illegal aliens, the comprehensive immigration reform, the amnesty bill that McCain and his cohorts will force through. Now, it's not perfect, and it'll be a ratio. It's going to be a balance of how many people do the Sharpton Jacksons connive into food stamps, and how many people does freedom attract, and we have to start thinking about this. And nobody connected those dots until actually Daily Caller broke the news, and then page 9, number 127. You can just Google page 9, and you'll get there, or gunlaws.com, my website, and read the whole paper. It's not very long, but it's an eye-opener. It's a game-changer.
It is a game-changer. And, Alan, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you that that the mainstream media has connected the dots. As you hear me say on this program almost weekly, that the mainstream media in this country, I believe, hate this country. For whatever reason, they hate America in her present form. They can't stand it, and they are doing everything they can to change it, working in lockstep with this administration to fundamentally change America. That's their ultimate goal. And they have abandoned objectivity, and is now, as far as I'm concerned, it is a propaganda machine and an arm of the leftist, socialist, progressive Democrat Party. Now, having said that, I think it's important that people understand that the mainstream media drives the discussion not only by virtue of what they tell you in the news that they give you, but also by virtue of what they don't tell you, Alan. And I believe that the mainstream media has, in fact, figured this out and is intentionally not telling you because it doesn't fit their agenda. Could I be right?
No argument from me whatsoever. And 127 issues of the Uninvited Ombudsman in page 9 does nothing but deal with that. Now, some of them are just misinformed and ignorant, and others are deliberately doing it. And hate the country, I don't know how many consciously hate the country. I think a lot of it is psychological self-hatred, and it comes out at everything around them. So they hate the majority of Americans, and they cast them as a minority, and they're willing to lie, deceive themselves. And the perfect case in point for me was the George Zimmerman self-defense case that they called the Trayvon Martin murder case. It was a self-defense case. He was found not guilty because it was self-defense, and they called watermelon juice
iced tea. We'll ask you to hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan says, out here where I live in the American Southwest, Hispanics share the ranges daily in sweet harmony with everyone else. Gun ownership brings us together. It is a unifying force. Keep that in mind. More with the great Alan Corwin, the mind of Alan Corwin, on the Alan Corwin Experience when we come back.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown. A new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
It's the weekly meeting of Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week. Now, your host, giving you a voice, Mark Walters.
It's the weekly meeting. I love that guy. Welcome back to the program. This is Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, coast to coast.
Wow.
Coast to coast.
There you go.
Across America's airwaves, from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all those croaster places in between. Welcome back to the show. A great one it is. Alan Corwin is here. Hey, Shonto, before we go back to Alan.
Yes.
I have a couple, I've got to throw in a couple shameless plugs.
Okay.
My new book.
Yes.
Lessons from Unarmed America is out, selling in droves. You can pick it up on Kindle at Amazon.com. Lessons from Unarmed America, co-written with my good friend, your good friend, and regular contributor to this program, one of the nation's greatest trainers, trainers to the trainers and the stars, Rob Pincus. In addition to Rob Pincus, Uncle Ted Nugent, that's right, American rock and roll guitar legend Ted Nugent wrote the foreword. And let me just leave you a taste. If I hear this one more time, I think I'll throw up is part of his foreword. Trust me, it's worth the price of admission alone just to read what Ted Nugent wrote. So make sure to pick up a copy of Lessons from Unarmed America. It is available today at Amazon, on Kindle, and in print. And it will be in bookstores everywhere in the very near future. Welcome back to the program. Alan, how are you?
I want to order a dozen of those books.
A dozen cases, right?
Let's start with a dozen books.
All right, that sounds good. Well, I'll make sure to get you signed copy, as we always do. And I also want to point out, Alan, I wish you lived a little bit closer to me, or particularly, I wish I lived a little closer to you. Arizona is my favorite state in the nation for a lot of different reasons. But I will be signing books down at the Bullet Hole Gun Shop in Sarasota, down at the corner of Orange and Dolphin in downtown Sarasota, this coming Saturday.
Cool.
The 24th of August. I'll be there from noon to 4, and then following that up with a live broadcast at the News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota and Talk 860 WGUL Studios in Tampa. So if you're in the area, if you're going to be down in Central Florida, come on out to Sarasota, to the Bullet Hole Gun Shop, and meet me downtown. Pick up a copy of the book. We'll sign it there and shake your paw. Gotta love it. Alan.
Got a book signing tip for you, okay? And this goes for anybody else who's got gun books to sign. Bring along a bowl of chocolate Hershey's Kisses and put a little sign in front of it that says, 90 caliber aluminum jacket soft nose rounds. And as you can see, you get the laugh. And guys come up and say, can I have a kiss? And then you look at them funny. And you tell them, I don't give out kisses at book signings.
No, you give out Gun Save Live stickers with little hearts on them.
And you can buy a roll of those, 1,000 of them, for $50 at gunlaws.com. But I'm not here to plug my site. But you put out this bucket of 90 caliber aluminum jackets, soft nose rounds. And you can tell everybody they are 90s, but they're a little out of rounds, so they're like 87, 92, and they're high impact. But you don't give out kisses.
No.
Not at a book signing, not at a gun show. And you're all welcome to do it. I do it at gun shows all the time, and I give out a lot of free ammo.
Let me go back to the Gun Save Live stickers. You are very well known at every event you attend. And I bump into you at all of the major events, be it the NRA convention, be it the SHOT Show, be it the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Or
coming up the end of September. Don't miss it, folks.
Yeah, wherever it is, Alan will always be there, and you'll always know Alan. You can look at the caricature of him on the Facebook.com/Armed American Radio page right now. But Alan always has a roll of the Gun Save Live stickers. No wonder you always yell at me when I try to peel off more than 10 of them. They're $50 for a roll of 1,000. I didn't know that.
You can peel off as many as you want, Mark. I give them out like crazy.
I know, it's great.
It's the thing to do. They come as buttons, too, $50, 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear mine through the TSA checkpoint whenever I fly. And I get the same response from the agents all the time. They look at, well, almost all the time, they look at the button, they go, wow, man, that button's cool. So I take it right off my shirt and I give it to the guy. And they pass through, there's not enough metal in the button to set off the alarms. And I give it to the guy and they love it. As soon as I'm around the corner, I take one out of my pocket and I put another one on. But it's like, I'll give you the button off my shirt, pal. And they love it. Once in New York, somebody saw it and she said to me, and pardon my accent, Gun Save Lives! Gun Save Lives! Gun Save Lives! She didn't understand. And I'm just making up the accent, but it's a pretty close approximation. And I had a little dialogue with her, but she had been brainwashed by the media. And I said to her, well, if guns don't save lives, why do we give them to the police? And she just, like, stared into space and couldn't connect those dots.
She probably looked back at you and said, guns don't save lives. They just don't.
Guns don't save lives. Guns don't save lives. And she didn't get it. And then she looked at me and she said, she was stood there stunned, and I said, you hate guns, don't you? And she said, I hate guns. So I put my arm on her, and I looked her closely, and I said softly, it's not good to hate. And she didn't know what to say, and then I went and caught my plane. Those red hearts are on bus stops in Phoenix, or were, until as part of a very big paid advertising campaign to teach everybody gun safety in Phoenix. And the city of Phoenix censored those and tore them down, part of a very expensive ad campaign for TrainMeArizona.com.
Give us an update on that, would you, please? This was working its way through the courts.
Wait till you hear. We go to oral argument in the fall. The Goldwater Institute is running the lawsuit for TrainMeAZ.com. You can go to that website and see what's happening. But the city of Phoenix just approved a new ad that I designed with a blue heart that says, guns stop crime, educate yourself. The old ad, guns save lives, beautiful three-dimensional red heart, guns save lives, educate your kids. Phoenix censored those and tore them down despite the contract. We're in court. And the new one, blue heart, says, guns stop crime, educate yourself. And those have been approved, and we're going to put them up. We're working on the locations, and we'll pick 30 or 50 bus shelters, 6 feet high, 4 feet wide, illuminated at night, and we'll have those up in Phoenix probably in September. So we're moving ahead on that, and we're very excited about it.
And people can find all of this information at where? Well, of course, your website, gunlaws.com, gunlaws.com.
That's the easiest way. Go to gunlaws.com. There's a picture of the Train Me Arizona billboards. Right. We put up 64-foot billboards. The Train Me Arizona site is there. My books are there. The Allen's blog is in the very top set of links, and you can get to page 9. That's just remember gunlaws.com. You don't even have to remember my name. That's the easy way to navigate around.
And people can find all of your books on that site as well, no question about it.
Rolls of stickers, whatever you like.
Right. So as long they can find everything. They can buy the stickers that we're talking about. They can buy the buttons. They can buy how many books? 14?
I've written 14. We include stickers with all the orders, so it's cool.
Yeah, you know which one I like. I love this title the most. And we'll talk about it later in the next hour with you. And that is, the gun's hot, the perp's not, now what?
Yeah.
Ooh, and we'll talk about what that means because it's very provocative, and I love having that discussion with you. Alan, this hour is over. We've got another one with you coming up.
I got 6 hours worth of stuff left on my list, Mark.
We've got to add. I keep getting Sean to want to add. We've got to add another hour to the program. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every week right here on your radio dial. Make sure you don't miss it. And this is about the time. I've got about 20 seconds before we cut out when I remind you to carry on, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Cavewoman wouldn't like that very much. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark dream. Jealousy by the clamor now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.